This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, Corey Kluber, Roberto Perez, the catcher, with a couple of home runs for the Indians, and Kluber with a dominant performance on the mound, and Cleveland carries game one of the World Series over the Cubs 6-0. Because of weather, many of you listening to us in the great state of Ohio are aware of this. Game two of the World Series has been moved up several hours as they hope to try to get it in. In the meantime, there was no conversation in Cleveland or Chicago so much about what's happening in the next couple of weeks. Who are you voting for? Who's going to be in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue late January? It was more about the sports fight, but Donald Trump said he'd like to have a fight of his own. He said he'd like to fight Joe Biden. Is this a sign of things to come? There is Trump TV that's been revealed after all. And now Trump responding to the VP's statement that he wishes he was in high school so he could take Trump behind the gym, says, I would love it. Can you imagine? Wow. It's interesting. I talk about the war of words, and it just escalates. And I think it's going to continue to escalate as we get closer to Election Day. I know a lot of people are proudly voting early. I've seen the I voted stickers, so many people have decided to go to the polls early. And what will those polls ultimately tell us? It's kind of like the Greeks, the Yayas who read the tea leaves. Are the polls right? Are the polls wrong? In the end, it is about maybe the crush of people who could possibly vote in a historic election. There is no question about that. Coming up in this edition of America Tonight, don't forget, if you're listening to us, wherever you're listening to us, and you get our second hour, in our second hour at the tail end of that hour, we will go to Nail the Score. It's the weekly game we play. It's like picking lottery numbers, only if you win, you get bragging rights and wonderful prizes from ATN. Justin Duckham joins us now. He's in our virtual green room from Talk Media News. Justin, so I was just talking about, I always say this, how much sports and politics are alike, and now you have Donald Trump saying, bring it on. He's ready to challenge Joe Biden, the VP, to a duel or a fight anyway, and it's just the same old war of words we're hearing. And it's time that you've covered politics. Have you ever seen anything like it as far as the verbal abrasiveness that's happening out there?
I have not, no. I mean, I guess the closest thing I could really think of would be back in 2004 during the Democratic Convention when Zell Miller, a Republican from Georgia, challenged Chris Matthews to a duel over some harsh questions that he was asking. But beyond that, I can't really think of anything in modern memory. You know, this was in response to Biden saying earlier this week that he would like to take Trump behind the gym if he was, younger in relation to the locker room talk. And, Trump seemed more than willing to dish it back in return. So just a ridiculous kind of series of events and one that seems absolutely at home in this campaign.
Yeah, I like how you said it, absolutely at home. Speaking of being at home, Trump is no stranger to TV, and it's now been revealed from Trump Tower, Trump TV. Did you happen to see that and now the conversation about this television sort of network?
I peeked into a little bit of it on Facebook Live yesterday. Wasn't really impressed. This seems to be kind of the typical Facebook Live type broadcast. It had sort of a neat little cable ticker on the bottom. But if this was actually kind of a preview for what Trump TV could actually look like or could sound like in tone, that doesn't really bode well for, its future. It wasn't necessarily the most, compelling television, except for the fact that it seemed to be sort of portraying a an alternative reality version of the Republican race, one in which Donald Trump is, you know, doing much better. But, you know, a lot of people have been trying to kind of laugh this off or to brush it off within Republican circles. The Republican Party has been pointing out that a lot of campaigns have sort of similar, you know, projects at this point. You know, Hillary Clinton has her own podcast. You know, Obama has a personal photographer who takes news-style photos of the president and then disseminates them, you know, through the White House Twitter account as opposed to leaving it to, you know, third-party photographers in the White House. But this certainly does seem to be like a much greater step in the you know, direction of moving around the media.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, even one of the things, as you were talking about what it looked like and the whole live Facebook deal has become so big, as we know, but Kellyanne Conway, his campaign manager, did say that Trump was vetting potential cabinet members. Is this, you know, the quid pro quo, is this normal to do that when you're down in the polls for the most part and we're within 2 weeks of the election just to start doing that?
I mean, to a certain extent, yes. I mean, even if you are trailing pretty far behind, there's always, you know, these sort of conversations that go on behind the scenes just in case. You know, in particular with this kind of thing, you always kind of want to have this transition project out there. Just to ensure that you have, you know, sort of one, a backup plan in case you actually do win, and two, just a vision that you actually are, you know, realistically pursuing this. And, you know, also, I think anybody who runs for president, no matter how far behind they are on the polls, I think they spend a pretty good chunk of time kind of putting together their own, you know, dream cabinet, much like people would put together a fantasy football team. And so it's a little strange considering how much of a long shot it looks like a Trump win may be at this point, but not necessarily that far out of ordinary.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Justin Duckham, thank you so much. We appreciate you checking in with us, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you. You have a good one.
All right, always interesting to talk to Justin, and he had a great analogy in what he said that we've seen before and with when things get nasty and campaigns. You know, it's funny, I was mentioning early voting, and there was actually a little bit of a controversy over a famous singer, Justin Timberlake, took a ballot sort of selfie, and they had to make sure it was legal first because, you know, there's such sensitivity when you take pictures of anywhere or you're near a ballot, what that, if people can see it. So they said he was in the clear after it was investigated for allegedly violating election laws when he posted this selfie at a voting booth in Tennessee on Monday. However, they let the district attorney's office know, and they said, is it a possible violation of election law? They're reviewing it, but there is no formal complaint that's been filed, and supposedly he's in the clear. If not, you can face 30 days in jail and a $50 fine for taking photos at polling. Oh, wow. Can you imagine? But of course, what would $50 be to him? It would be like half a cent. He shared a picture of himself on Instagram. The words said, hey, you, yeah, you, I just flew in from L.A. to Memphis to rock the vote. There could be early voting in your town, too. If not, November 8th, choose to have a voice. If you don't, then we can't hear you. Get out and vote. Exercise your right to vote, and I agree with him 100%. Stay with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Starting. 383.
115. Well, I've been talking about it, the start of this series. So many interesting pieces of history happening between the tribe and the Cubs. And the fact that, you know, everybody has burned in their brains 1908, the last time the Cubs won a World Series, over 100 years. But there's history on the side of the Cleveland Indians, too. And this is, I think, a fall classic that a lot of people are going to be talking about. So excited to have Professor Luke Salisbury on with us. He's in our virtual green room. He's a baseball expert and author of a lot of sports books, including The Answer is Baseball, The Cleveland Indian, Blue Eden, and Hollywood and Sunset. I love that title. And also several others as well, and he's contributed to a lot of books. His resume is so long that if I just went down that path, we would never get to talk to Luke. I do want to mention this, though. He was also featured in AMC's Diamonds on the Silver Screen and HBO's Curse of the Bambino, and wrote the Crank column for Boston Baseball. Luke, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm so excited about tonight. So excited.
Boy, so am I. So, I mean, here's the deal. When we look at this, and this is a question I keep getting asked, who's going to win this series, and why do you think they're going to win it? Is it going to be the Chicago Cubs, or let's not forget about the Cleveland Indians?
Well, the Cubs have so much talent. Theo Epstein, who, of course, put together the team that broke the curse in Boston, looks like he's doing the same thing in Chicago, and you just can't give him enough credit. But, you know, I'm an American League fan. If it isn't the Yankees, I root for the American League team. And having gotten so interested in the original Cleveland Indian, how the team got its name and who he was, I must say I'm rooting for the Indians. And they're on a roll. And it's funny because when you call a team of destiny, it usually means they don't have the talent, perhaps, to do what they're doing. And the Indians have steamrolled everybody, especially the Red Sox. So I'm picking the Indians, but that's David versus Goliath.
It is David versus Goliath. And people forget, and you know you've been watching, that the Indians have speed. I mean, they led the league in stolen bases. And, you know, there's some Cub pitchers that have problems keeping guys on bases. I think that this series, by the way, could even go the distance, could be 7 or 6. What do you think?
Well, if it does, I hope they bring out Charlie Sheen. Rojas is the pitch in the 7th game. And maybe the Cleveland Indians should bring Steve Bartman, who, of course, was involved in that awful thing with the ball, to lead a goat out onto the field for the 7th game. But and of course, the pitcher, you make a very good point about Cub pitchers holding men on base. It's John Lester, the former Red Sox, who discovered when he got to the National League, where they run the bases all the time, that he doesn't like throwing to first base. I think it would be very smart of the Indians to bunt and run on John Lester.
Yeah, I certainly do, too. Do you think more people are interested in baseball again? Have we bounced back to a love of baseball? It seems like the numbers are up and the interest is up.
Well, it's very interesting because baseball managed to extend itself from a 2.5-hour game to almost a 4-hour game. It really has totally changed to something where it produces statistics for fantasy players, commentary on ESPN, and highlights. And I understand that the Tony La Russa style of getting the most out of every at-bat, you know, have it go 10 or 12 pitches, wear out the pitcher. From the 7th inning on, you're using almost a pitcher for every out. And this may well be the best way to win, but it takes so long. It's boring. And the only thing I'm not looking forward to tonight is how late the game may run. It has become a game of bullpens, at least as much as starting pitchers. And look at what Andrew Miller has done for the Cleveland Indians. Who would have thought a middle inning relief pitcher might be the most important pitcher on their staff?
Boy, isn't that the truth. When you look at the connection, you mentioned the Yankees and you look at the Boston Red Sox, how connected are those two teams actually when you look at the players on the field to the two teams that we're actually watching in this World Series?
Well, you'd think that Theo Epstein, the general manager who broke the Red Sox curse, is the Cubs general manager. Terry Francona, the manager, and believe me, it's hard to manage in Boston because everybody is after you if you don't win every game. And how he survived 8 years here is a testimony. I mean, he could be in the United Nations. He's also an excellent manager on the field. The two managers, Joe Maddon, who's sort of universally considered the best manager in baseball, and I would have to agree, against Terry Francona, who might be the second best manager. So that's interesting. Then there's a whole number of ex-players. The Cubs took Anthony Rizzo, who had been in the Red Sox system. He had over 30 home runs for them. John Lester and John Lackey, who pitched the Red Sox to World Series, are on the Cubs. You know, David Ross, John Lester's personal catcher, came from the Red Sox. On the other side, Coco Crisp, the switch-hitting outfielder, who, by the way, knows how to box in case there's trouble on the field. He was an ex-Red Sox. So it's just really, really interesting. It's almost Theo versus Theo.
I love that, Theo versus Theo. And what's great about Theo is that he's so young, right?
Well, when he became the Red Sox general manager, he was 28. And you would know this if you lived in Boston, but your listeners may not know that Theo Epstein's father, Leslie Epstein, is a very good novelist, ran the BU Creative Writing Program, which I happen to have attended. And his grandfather wrote Casablanca. The Epstein twins Warner Brothers script writers. And so his great uncle and grandfather wrote Casablanca and many other Hollywood movies. So you're talking about an extremely talented family. And when I was in the BU writing program, I was working on the novel, The Cleveland Indian, a fictionalized version of that first Indian. And who knew that Leslie's 10-year-old son was going to be the general manager of the Red Sox and the Cubs? And I must tell you one Theo story. When he was 10 years old, he's watching the Red Sox. His father comes by and says, "Who's winning?" Theo doesn't even turn around and says, "The center fielder's playing out of position." So you're talking about a very intelligent and sharp family. And so I am somewhat divided, knowing the Epsteins. yes, I'd be happy if the Cubs won, but I am basically an American League fan. And having written about Louis Sakalexis, the original Indian and the original Cleveland Indian, I've got to pull for the underdog in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. I've been pulling for the underdog. The fact that the Cubs, it's just so funny, the fact that the Cubs finally got here, wasn't it interesting that Cub fans, are they always just expecting the other shoe to drop?
Well, it's interesting. Whether players feel pressure from a curse, they certainly feel pressure to win. Fans certainly do. Like, I believe there were two things constant in the universe, the speed of light and the fact the Red Sox would never win a World Series during my lifetime. Now they tell us some subatomic particle might go faster than the speed of light, and the Red Sox have won three times. And I don't want to do a spoiler alert for Cub fans, but it's interesting. When your team hasn't won, it's the Holy Grail. And I used to feel like I almost had to watch every game and root. I was willing to sell my soul for them to win the World Series, which maybe I did. And then they win, and they win a couple more, and it's wonderful, and you feel great for a couple of years. But now they're just sort of another team. You know, there's something absolutely magic about something you can't have.
Boy, and, that's the truth, isn't it?
You know, but on the other hand, you know, when the Red Sox won, and this will happen in either of the two cities, you had people going to cemeteries taking Red Sox hats and letters that said, Grandpa or Dad, they finally did it. And there was a wonderful sense of good feeling. And so some good will come out of it, but then afterwards you look at it, it's like, oh, you know, we don't have the curse of the Bambino. We're not the goat curse. You know, we're not the Chicago Cub. This happened to the Phillies in 1980. They had never won a World Series, and they won. And then a few years later, it's like, well, they're just another team. But that
you're just another team.
Yeah, that doesn't take anything away from how exciting it's going to be and how much the fans do care about it. And let's hope that Steve Bartman is let off the hook, that poor Notre Dame graduate who grabbed a ball, as any of us might have, in a playoff game, what, in 03, and was just pilloried. Now, here, we pilloried Bill Buckner, but Bill Buckner was on the field when the ball went through his legs. That's a little different than a fan allegedly interfering with something. But I must say that scapegoats are always needed in the biggest stage. If you make a mistake, Super Bowl or World Series, it's in your obituary. It is never forgotten.
Boy, that's so, the truth. That is the truth. And never forgotten. I love it. This was great info. There's no question about it. The answer is baseball. The Cleveland Indian, Blue Eden in Hollywood and Sunset. Luke Salisbury, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Music is a word within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away it's left to A when the people start to move.
Hey, America. Hate the Lady America tonight. As we continue to roll and talk there a little bit about the Cleveland Indians, it's big. It's big because we're in the World Series. We will be doing a fun thing called Nail the Score, which has to do with football. The game of the week is chosen by our supercomputer, our fantastic computer at the mothership, GCN. We pull it out of the box each and every week and lock it up so nobody else can get their grubby little paws on it, so it stays safe. And it randomly picks the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. Call in our next hour, tail end of the hour, and tell us who you think is going to win the game that's chosen and what the final score is going to be. No explanation necessary, right? None. So speaking of explanations, and we briefly talked about it at the top, was this Trump TV thing. A lot of people were talking about, oh, this is what's going to happen. Trump doesn't win the election, then this is going to blow up and become his next enterprise, and especially with his relationship with Roger Ailes, who no longer is running Fox News Network. So this is just kind of a precursor to that, talking about the political news of the day. And this first one was kind of a you know, 38-minute episode that was like a pregame show for a Trump rally, because you had all the Trump surrogates talking about Trump, and that makes sense, right? Trump TV. But it is pretty interesting. It is pretty interesting to see where that goes, and is that something that does become a lot bigger after this election? But the election is far from over, and just like a ball game, where if you're not careful and you think you have it in the bag and you gloat a little bit too much, sometimes you're startled at the results. And pretty much what we're seeing at this point is, in some cases in the polls, Hillary Clinton is thumping Donald Trump. But then in other polls, they are neck and neck and just way too close. It's just way too close to call. So I would say the danger for the Democrats, while the Republicans are spending serious money on getting people to vote, the Democrats have to be super careful, if I'm handicapping this from the 180 point of view, they have to be super careful that they don't assume, you know what they say about assumptions, they don't assume, hey, we bagged this. Check out the polls. Check out what's happening. Check out, you know, look at the numbers that are necessary and how close she is to those numbers. Well, here's the thing. The Republicans spent $25 million in an effort to really mostly push the money toward the Senate. Six states, it's really a Senate leadership fund. It's a super PAC that's associated with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. And then the whole idea is just to pump up the volume for Republicans, which doesn't hurt Trump either, and that's the whole idea. Donald Trump, in fact, ended the joint fundraising effort with the RNC. And that's what the Washington Post blared across, you know, its papers on Wednesday or on Tuesday. They said that Trump had ended his high-dollar fundraising operation, cutting off cash to the RNC as they try to finance a get-out-and-vote operation. Trump Victory was a joint fundraising deal that had its last fundraiser October 19th. And what they said is, look, we've just kind of wound down. The online fundraising continues to be really strong. So here's how it works, because somebody has asked me this question. The RNC gets, roughly 20% of the money that Trump raises online. You get big media buys with that. You work on whatever your ground game is to get out the vote. I mean, that's really what it is. Get people to vote for you. And the money raised, Trump's campaign raised $219 million compared with Hillary Clinton, who raised almost $500 million. So what does it mean? It means more ads for her than he has. And the shutdown or shutting off the spigot will do that. And of course, that's less money that goes to the Republicans. In the meantime, while all of the conversation over fundraising, where's money being spent and how negative are the ads and what states are in play and what do the polls say, numbers, 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 you had something happening at Fox. Newt Gingrich went nuts at Megyn Kelly over the Trump sexual predator claim. The former House Speaker, and this is part of the buzz in the land, accused Megyn Kelly of being obsessed with sex when she brought up claims by women against Donald Trump that he had groped them and otherwise made unwanted advances. And, of course, Gingrich is a top advisor and a surrogate, for sure, for Trump's presidential campaign. He was on the Kelly file to talk about the polls and to talk about the swing states. Gingrich said two alternative universes exist over the next 2 weeks, and they will, where pollsters don't accurately use data to measure voters' feelings. He said media, including Fox, aren't accurately looking at the numbers. And then Kelly asked whether Trump himself holds some responsibility over that Access Hollywood recording of him making lewd statements back in 2005. And now 11 women, if you were wondering, 11 women have made public accusations against him. Gingrich said Trump's numbers are low because most of the media coverage of him has been negative. And they ignore Clinton's email scandal. So Kelly played devil's advocate and said, let's assume she's corrupt. She was just as corrupt 3 weeks ago and 3 months ago. And then she started to say, if Trump is a sexual predator, and then Gingrich immediately said, he's not a sexual predator. It got kind of interesting. And Gingrich said, I'm sick and tired of people like you using language that's inflammatory. It's not true. And she said, excuse me, Mr. Speaker, you have no idea whether it's true or not. She said, I'm not taking a position on it. I think your defensiveness on this may speak volumes. What I said is, if Trump is a sexual predator, then it's a big story. We have to cover that story. So pretty interesting to see where this is going. And then eventually, of course, he said, sure, okay. And then talked about Hillary Clinton and the fact that she had some sort of a secret speech in Brazil to a bank that paid her $225,000, saying that her dream is an open border where 600 million people can come to America, and that why is that not worth covering? So, more of the same. More of the same, even with people who play on the same team. I can tell you that the days leading up to the election especially will be incredibly ripe with this kind of stuff. And then you have Colin Powell, who says he's voting for Hillary. So Powell, who once so many of you called this show to say, oh, I wish he would run. Why won't he run? He was asked about it. He didn't want to run. His wife wanted no parts of that especially. But the former Secretary of State said he would vote for Clinton for president next month. I mean, this is a guy who's very popular in the speaking circuit, by the way. He's a 4-star Army general, a Republican who served President George W. Bush. He made that announcement in a speech to the Long Island Association, which is a business group there, and said that that's what he was going to do. And it was just last month in a set of hacked emails that Powell slammed Donald Trump as a national disgrace and an international pariah. And that, of course, made tons of news. And he attacked the racist controversy that Trump had perpetrated, he said, by pushing out the ridiculousness of President Obama's birthplace. So Powell's not alone. He is among some other Bush administration types who don't want to vote for Trump on November 8th, but they're still going to vote, including former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, former Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board Chairman Brent Scowcroft, former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, and former Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage. So what does that say about where the so-called tried and true Republicans are? And some people say, depending on the name, that what's happening is that there are some of those people who are saying they won't vote for Trump were really Democrats anyway, or Republican light. All right, hang with us.
You are what you eat. No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
America tonight. As we do that, I've been talking a little bit, weaving it in and out, the conversation on the campaign trail. Why? Because I always say, what's America tonight about? It's about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and the buzz is absolutely this election and the craziness and what's happened. Let's face it, it was like a rubberneckers paradise watching those three debates, which is funny in one way and terribly sad, isn't it, in another way. Because, listen, it's your family, your legacy, your country, your life that is affected by the people who represent us in Washington. Mine too. It's not lost on me when I see what happens with our taxes, when I watch taxes go up, when I see healthcare costs fly through the roof. I had somebody say to me the other day who worked and lived a pretty good life and is now approaching their mid-60s. What do you know about, they asked me, what do you know about health care? Because I'm going to have to get health care, and I'm scared to death. I keep hearing from my friends that it's going to cost 5 times more. And normally, you know, you could look at someone and say, oh, that's just outrageous. That's ridiculous. That's exaggerated. But now, guess what? You can't say that. And this is the problem, unaffordable health care, and then we're going to get slapped with a tax on top of it. We know what's decent about the health care, and of course that's the pre-existing conditions, but still when you can't pay, you can't pay. And so frankly, as we laugh and giggle about the nonsense and the war of words and all of that when we're talking about this campaign, the sad part is I would have rather gone deeper and known more specifics about health care, about immigration, not broad strokes, a little bit more specific. Here's what I'm going to try to do. Boom, boom, boom. Just like when you're a speaker and I speak, besides doing this radio show when I'm off of this mic, sometimes I'm on a stage somewhere, and when I am, it's about the takeaways. Why would you want to come and see me speak on influential listening? What are the takeaways? How are you going to feel when you leave? And that's what I miss about this campaign. What are the takeaways? What do I feel confident in with my candidate in what they're saying that I feel pretty good that, yes, no person is an island. We have three branches of government, but I feel pretty confident that this is exactly where they want to go, and this is exactly how they're going to try to get there. But I don't feel that way. And part of that is the world we live in now and what's happened with this crazy, crazy campaign. So I decided to do one of those checks that I often do when I look at newspapers across the country and see what headlines, what are they talking about as far as politics? Where does that end up? Or what is the bigger buzz in their area? In the Los Angeles Times, it's not a surprise, they talked about a tour bus crash that killed 13 and said they didn't comply with safety standards, and it turned out the wheels were bad. So they had problems with tires, and that ultimately led to what happened on that bus, that horrific bus crash that killed 13 and injured over 30 other people. But still, at the top, one of the headlines also said Trump ends major cash source for the Republicans, and donors spent $25 million to try to save Senate majority. So concerned that they're going to lose the majority, they're upping the ante and spending the bucks. And Trump is saying, yeah, I'm not going to do the online thing. I'm going to go online and you can get some of that money, because they do get some of that money. But I'm not going to continue to do these fundraisers, because it makes sense. You have less than 2 weeks and you have early voting that's already going on right now. So if we moved to, and I did, another part of the country and looked at what their headlines say, the Daily News, their top headline was Billy Bush reportedly being eyed for a return to network television barely a week after being fired from the Today Show. So it goes to the whole Trump thing and the bus and the fact that he had just moved his family from New York. He was doing the third hour of the Today Show and he was booted after being complicit with what Trump was saying is what was said, because of how he looked in that little piece. There's another network that are discussing if he's hireable. They can bring him on one of their shows as a personality after the whole Access Hollywood thing. And I don't know. I think they probably just run tests. They decide, maybe focus groups. He did issue an apology, and it did happen 11 years ago. So, ooh, you're probably on the edge of your seat figuring out what will happen next to Billy Bush. But that was a story that was pretty high on the imaginary fold, I guess, of the New York Daily News. And then the other one was Dope on the Ropes. And that had to do with Trump saying he would love to fight Joe Biden, behind a barn, because that's what Biden said. He'd like to kick him, you know, take him out behind the high school if he could. If it was that kind of a situation, that's what he would do for what he's been saying. And Trump said he's Mr. Tough Guy. And he said that at a Trump rally. So he was being kind of sarcastic about it. He was in Florida, and that got a lot of play almost anywhere. I don't care if you're listening to me in the heartland or on the West Coast or somewhere in the East Coast. It kind of makes sense, right? That's that war of words, and that's how we started the show, talking about what some of the conversation was, and that was some of the conversation. So that certainly matched what we read about. And speaking of the West Coast, the Seattle Times had on their front fold, and I thought this was interesting, it said, emotional homecoming at JBLM comes amid upswing in U.S. involvement in Iraq. And it was sweet. There was a picture of a soldier. I thought, oh, get off of the politics for a second. Good for them. There was a picture of a sergeant, and he got to hold his month-old daughter and kiss his wife as he was coming back from his deployment. And then there was the dreaded Obamacare headline, who will be affected by rising rates and why? The scare that everybody's concerned about. And then more about local politics, and even a local celebrity, the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson, and his wife are pregnant, and they talk about that. As long as they're playing well, he's beloved in the Seattle area. But of course, that's going to get some attention, and it did get some attention. And so that's just a little bit, if we did kind of a roundabout, what we would see. And you know, the Chicago papers are talking about the Cubs. So if we went to the Midwest, it's all about the World Series, and it's about the Tribe and the Indians blanking the Cubs 6-0, and Corey Kluber dealing an incredible game, and that this is just number one, and now you go to number two and see what happens, and more about the Cubs' history and their names and the players, and, you know, pretty much covered from top to bottom. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of America Tonight.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.